The impact of colonialism on indigenous music cultures was profound and often destructive. Colonial administrations frequently imposed cultural hierarchies that positioned European music as superior, while indigenous musical forms were marginalized or suppressed. This led to the erosion of musical knowledge, as communities were discouraged, or even prohibited, from performing their traditional songs and rituals. In many regions, colonial authorities restricted ceremonial gatherings, which further weakened the transmission of musical heritage. Western-style schooling also played a major role in reshaping musical identities. By prioritizing European theory, notation, and instruments, these institutions displaced indigenous ways of learning and performing music. As a result, younger generations gradually internalized the belief that their ancestral music was less valuable or modern. Yet, colonialism also produced complex outcomes. Ethnographers, missionaries, and early anthropologists documented indigenous music, sometimes with paternalistic attitudes. Although these recordings were created through unequal power relations, they now serve as crucial archives for cultural revitalization. In essence, colonialism disrupted the continuity of indigenous music cultures, but it also unintentionally preserved fragments that contemporary communities can reclaim and reinterpret.